Decorating a new home. Where should I start? 6 tips to always follow when it comes to decorating a home, new or not. Whether the house you are planning on decorating is new or not, the process is still a mixture of exciting and overwhelming. And with each room, there are thousands of ideas and endless combinations to choose from. To be safe, it is best to come up with not only a plan, but to also have a budget as well. Of course, in the end, you want your place to be comfortable as well as inviting. So you need to let your likes and your personality express through the furniture you pick out, the color scheme that gets used, and everything else. Below are 6 tips that are insanely helpful with pulling off the process of decorating a new home. For starters, you want to clean out the house. Anything old or broken should go along with anything that has not been used in an average of 2 to 3 years or so. And hopefully, by the time you're done with going through everything, you have been able to get rid of at least 25% of your stuff to maybe even 50% of your stuff. Try to sell what you can, and everything else, either donate it or throw it out. Sizing down is a great way to start over. Next, you will want to focus on a bedroom, because be honest with yourself, more than a third of your time will be spent in the bedroom, so you want it to be the most comfortable. Bedding is a great place to start when it comes to the bedroom. Spring for a new set and then consider changing the colors of the wall or add curtains. Change the light fixture, etc. The third tip is that no matter what room you're doing first, you should never buy everything for it all at once. This is suggested for several reasons. Either you will not like everything you buy and will want to change some things here and there, or you could have set aside $5,000 to be spent in the bathroom when really the kitchen could use more of a budget. The fourth tip is that everything in the whole house, let alone one entire room, should not all perfectly match. A few pieces of the same are great, but you should change things up not only to make it more you, but also to let the room feel more open and more relaxing. The fifth tip is all about having at least one color that ties into almost everything else. For example, say you have a modern and sophisticated bronze and leaf lighting fixture, but a dark wood and yellow flower patterned couch with white and orange from the early 1960s or so. The best way to get everything to match is through one color that is unifying and is easy to blend or match with from here and there and with this and that. And the sixth tip that is almost every problem you will run into will be a practical one. And with that being said, you should not get stressed out about all of them or really any of them. At least not the bad, because 9 times out of 10, you can fix a problem rather cheaply.